Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this finally Friday morning at 9:40, this month of June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So let's talk a little bit about the difficulty that so many families have in caring for an aging loved one who may be beginning to show signs of Alzheimer's or decreased memory. Joining us right now to talk more about this, Senior Medical Director and Associate Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. Namita Yendi. Dr. Yendi, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me to talk about such an important topic.
It really is, because so many families are dealing with this. Let's talk, first of all, about recognizing the signs. I mean, there's normal aging, but then there is, increased memory loss and confusion. Talk a little bit about some of the signs that people should be looking for.
Well, thanks. One of the most important things I want people to know is that some of the things can happen with normal aging, but memory loss that disrupts daily life is something not to ignore. Mm-hmm. The goal of these conversations is not to alarm or label someone, but it is to notice these changes early and approach the person with compassion, encourage evaluation while there may be still opportunities to treat reversible causes, support brain health, and preserve independence. So that is like kind of like, where we think about things where when a person has started noticing occasional forgetfulness, that can be normal part of aging, but dementia is not normal part of aging.
Yeah. How do you approach somebody then with compassion and patience to start the conversation once you've noticed that they may very well be dealing with some form of dementia?
So this is kind of a very tough conversation to have with a loved one. So my advice is usually to start gently, privately, and without judgment. Usually this should happen as a one-on-one conversation works best, and it is led best by a person that the loved one trusts most.
Sometimes medications can play a part. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. That's kind of like, and this is kind of something that most people are not aware. And, unknowingly, you can be taking medications that can cause confusion. So, and you may not bring it up to your providers or your doctors about this. So, like, example, a simple medication that you may take for cold or to help you sleep, which you have commonly taken when you've been younger, like Tylenol PM or Advil PM or Benadryl, can increase confusion as you increase. And there are many other medications that can cause confusion. Like, the medicines I named are just a couple of them. So it is very important that when you talk to your provider, you not only mention the medications that are prescribed, but also the medications you are taking over the counter, because that can affect your cognitive status.
There is no known cure for Alzheimer's and dementia, but there are ways that you can help slow cognitive decline. What should caregivers know about that?
Oh, absolutely. So there are certain medications that the providers can prescribe, but there are many things that what the family and the caregivers can do. So which is what I say is always, stick to the basics. So making sure that your loved one does regular exercise, good sleep hygiene, maintaining social connection, mental stimulation, having a structure in the day makes a big difference. Paying attention to medical conditions that affect brain health. So like if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all that can affect your memory and brain health. So paying attention to those things makes a big difference. Also, simple things like nutrition makes a difference. So making sure that you're eating, have a healthy eating pattern, has been associated with better health. So families can do all of these things to encourage routine, reducing isolation and making it easier for loved ones to keep up with medical appointments and follow a care plan, and hence support their brain health.
Dr. Yeni, what kind of resources are there for families who are dealing with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, always talk to your provider. Local associations like Alzheimer's associations have a lot of a wealth of resources that is available. They, in fact, even offer a 24/7 helpline. And always at BCBSN, the miBlueDaily.com, we have resources that we offer that can for caregivers and families regarding this topic.
All right. We'll check it out. Dr. Yeni, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the connection.
No worry.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.